It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Rolling to Barclays, watching Giannis chuck up inefficient threes, sipping on under juice.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The NBA playoffs are supposed to offer you something that other sports don't, that the best teams in general make it to the end. Here's what team A has. Here's what team B has. Let's answer the question. We're not going to answer that question this year.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number three. Tuesday.
The third hour. Or a trace.
BetQL.
From BetQL? Above BetQL? On top of BetQL? Yeah.
No, on the contrary.
Underneath? Yeah.
On the contrary. BetQL. Our show sponsor is BetRivers here. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, by the way. You better you bet on BetQL. And we want to tell you, other sites offer a big bonus. Then they make you play 10, 25, or more times to get your cash. With BetRivers, it's simple. You play once and it's yours always. They got the unique bonus store. That that you can trust them. They put you first. When you win, they pay fast. Now it's even faster. Rush pay, instant approval for withdrawals. And remember, when you submit your first deposit with BetRivers, you receive a 100% match up to $250, all at BetRivers.com. I'll tell you more about BetRivers at the start of the Power Hour, which is the final hour, our number four, or a quattro, on a Tuesday.
What's Tuesday in Spanish? Viernes?
Viernes.
Yep.
Miércoles, lunes. Lunes is Monday, right? No, it's lunes, martes, miércoles, viernes. Yep. Viernes is Thursday.
Yep. And then what's Friday?
I don't know.
And then sábado, domingo.
Sábado, right? Domingo. Which is really, really embarrassing because I'm half Uruguayan and like my entire family speaks Spanish except for me and my sister.
Jueves is Friday, right?
Jueves.
No, Friday is viernes.
Oh, so Jueves is viernes.
I just checked on Google, so yes.
Oh, well, you came in like you knew, and then just, and then you.
No, I did know, and then I double checked.
Okay. Did you really know?
I was pretty good at Spanish back in the day.
I took Spanish.
So good you didn't come in until that moment.
Right. I'm literally half Uruguayan. Right. I'm half Latin. I took Spanish for approximately 17 years in school, and like, man, it's not good. I'm not blaming Spanish. I'm blaming me.
I had no affinity for it, no talent in it. Second language is not one of my strong suits.
Do you know what I tapped out? Do you know what I tapped out when the preterite tense was introduced? Like in English.
Verbs.
No, the preterite.
Wait, they have verbs too? I'm out of here. That's it.
The preterite is some like made up tense. And I was like, you know what? I'm out. Like, if we're playing by the same rules as English, I'm in. Like, I'm now out. I'm now out.
What
I can't.
Yo soy and yo estoy. Be like, well, they're both like is, right? Or like I am. Like I am. That's what they both are. Be like, no, but use them in different cases and be like, can I not do that?
And you know what? I feel like it's like a great skill to have. And like, I'm literally not intellectually capable of doing it.
I'm only good at a few things. And that second language is not one of them.
No. And then that is the same for me. Yeah. We are good at betting. Sometimes.
Pretty good.
Ken's pretty good. I just lost the England Czech Republic draw, but we did have the under.
Yeah. For about a good 45 minutes there.
Yeah. Listen, you've been drunk on under juice with England this entire tournament.
What year is it?
Awesome. So we gave our Eurobets in the last segment. If you missed that, check it out in podcast form for all four games coming up on Wednesday. Coming up later this hour, Drew Dinsick's going to join us, the Whale Capper, talking NBA playoffs. James Mazzola from the For Profit Podcast, giving us picks for the Travelers Championship PGA Tour this weekend in Ken's neck of the woods in Connecticut. And as a reminder to everyone, before we officially get started this hour with things we're not going to talk about, BetQL is obviously expanded. We've got the daily tip in the mornings with Michael Jenkins, Chelsea Messenger, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. We want everyone to check that out. Followed by BetQL Daily with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio. Great to have Joe Giglio officially part of the team, joining our longtime pal, former You Better You Bet co-host, our guy, Joe Ostrowski. Then it's us from 3 to 7. And following us, BetMGM Tonight, live betting show, our old executive producer, Tyler Morales, working hard on that show. So support Tyler, support us by checking out that show with Ryan Horvat and Quinton Mayo. BetMGM Tonight coming up after us for 4 hours from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Power Hour next hour. All our bets for tonight, side total props, Suns and the Clippers included among it. But guys, we're going to start our number three here with the things, Eli, Rick, and Bill, that we will not be discussing over the remainder of the show.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet. There are two more hours left in the show, and here's what we're not going to talk about.
All right, Ken, do you want to go first here?
Yeah, our top story on things we're not going to talk about the rest of the show. As you might have read, top prospect Wander Franco debuts tonight for the Rays. Coming up, who will he be better than? Mike Trout, Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, or all three combined? And why Cooperstown should already be clearing a spot, despite the fact he hasn't played a single game. That's definitely not coming up on the show.
The elder Wander Franco for right. Harry
Magic Wander.
Magic Wander Franco. So good stuff there. So Wander Franco already with this place in Cooperstown, secured already. I'm sure we've seen that. It's something like, will Wander Franco be better than Peyton Manning? That may actually right. come out. That may headline.
Will he be the best of the Francos? Which of the Francos will he be the best one?
I don't know. It's Julio's like still playing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess somewhere probably.
I'm kidding. Like Julio played until he was like he was like 48. Julio Franco was the first somewhere. Julio Franco was the first baseman for the Braves and the first baseball video game I ever played, like Sega Genesis in 1990, and he's still playing like well into the 2000s, like 2013.
Well into the PlayStation
played
age.
For 25 years,
dude. And Eli, I'm not even kidding. Like 1990. He was the starting first baseman for the Atlanta Braves, like RBI Baseball or whatever video game I played, and played until like 2014 or something.
It's tough. What are you not talking about? What's the next thing?
That's my bad here. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
So here's what we're not going to be talking about for the next 2 hours on You Better You Bet. Kansas City Chiefs defensive end. Did you see this? Kansas City Chiefs defensive end, Frank Clark. This is a true story. Arrested yesterday for having an Uzi in his car. Not making this up. This is actually true. Frank Clark arrested for having an Uzi in his car. Studies show, Ken Barkley, that guns intimidate people. So I ask you and the listening and viewing audience, if Patrick Mahomes owned an Uzi, would the Kansas City Chiefs have beaten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past February in the Super Bowl? And here's a question for all of you to chew on. What's more important, the Second Amendment or a second Super Bowl ring?
That was great. That was like the winner. That was really good. I didn't know where it was. I knew I had a feeling you were going to do the Frank Clark story, but I did not think that's where we were going. And that was exceptional.
Thank
like
you.
Frank Clark pulled over for having an Uzi and like being impaired. So the question has to be asked, was he vaccinated? Cole Beasley joins us next with more. Every single thing. All right. Next thing in terms of what we're not talking about for the next 2 hours. So as I already mentioned, top prospect Wander Franco debuts tonight for the Rays. But let's turn the other page. He says he loves Instagram, that it's his favorite thing. Let's look at who he follows and why that might spell disaster for this guy who's now sure to be a total bust. That's also coming. That's also not coming up the rest of the show.
Oh, like, you can see that. Like literally, like one of these shows would be like, Wander Franco loves Instagram. Bust. Can never
bust.
Be good.
Bust.
Can never be like, good.
Coming up next. Bust, or will he be the new Mike Trout? We'll ask some insiders.
It's incredible. All right, yeah. Second one for yours truly. Ken, earlier in the NBA postseason, the Los Angeles Clippers went down 0-2 to the Dallas Mavericks. They went down 0-2 to the Utah Jazz. Should the Los Angeles Clippers intentionally lose tonight to go down 0-2 to the Phoenix Suns? And if they do, what does it say about the leadership of Kawhi Leonard, what we won't be talking about on You Better You Bet.
If they lose tonight, is Ty Lue the real genius?
All right, so our judge is Eli Herskowitz, the judge. Whose takes are hotter? Eli, who takes it today?
Yeah, it's Nick. It's 100%.
I mean Eli's going to be fair. Eli's going to vote for Nick every single night, but Nick was actually better.
I voted for you yesterday.
I don't think that's true that he would vote.
Eli voted for Nick yesterday.
Eli, you voted for me yesterday.
You voted for Nick yesterday, and I definitely was better. There's no question I was better yesterday.
I got to tell you, I thought I was better yesterday.
Oh, no way. No way. Christian Eriksen was the best one yesterday.
The Eriksen one was really good.
And Mahomes was the best one today.
What was mine yesterday that was really good?
So you had Embiid?
Dude, my John Rahm Father's Day one was exceptional.
Rahm was also good, but Erickson was the best one yesterday. Like, I think Erickson was clearly the best one.
Erickson
was
probably
very good.
Erickson was probably the best one yesterday. I have to give you.
And Mahomes Clark is clearly the best one today. Like, it's not even close.
So was it the best before the Second Amendment or Second Ring? And like that pushed
it. But that's like you have to have that because that's part of it. And like the graphics package that goes on with the stupidest stuff. But the pivot from. If Patrick Mahomes has an Uzi in his car, would he have won the Super Bowl? That is incredible. I was legitimately
Max,
honestly.
Max,
laughing.
Let's have a conversation about gun control.
Let's have right
and the cover two defense.
Right. Be like, yeah, you know, I get texts from very prominent people. I'm going to read you one right now. Mahomes plus Uzi equals Lombardi. I'm just going to read you right now. It's a direct quote. I didn't say
Mahomes,
that. Direct quote.
Mahomes direct plus quote. MAGA equals Brady's seventh ring.
Right. That's like, and that's not me. That's not me telling you. I have very influential people. They send me texts. I'm just reading the text. That's all I'm doing.
Absolutely incredible. So those are the things that we will not be talking about for the final 2 hours really today. On You Better, You Better.
Mahomes. Right. That's so good.
Second Amendment or second ring. Yeah, I feel like it needs to be like the fake take needs to be topped off with like yesterday's like less crotch chops and more clutch shots. Second
that was good too.
Second
this is clearly a skill of yours. It's something we need to do a lot more on the show.
I feel like I may want to get into this. I may want to get into the hot take game.
I think you can really tap into some potential that maybe you didn't even know you had. And we've learned it over the last couple of days.
I have long since said, both tongue in cheek and also seriously, that my business card, I think I've said this on the show before, should read Nick Costos, comma, professional BS artist.
Sure.
I could absolutely come on the air. Now, I truthfully, and I think you guys can appreciate this and you guys will know that I'm telling the truth here. I don't BS on the show. I come on and I tell you when I'm bad, when I'm good. Like I tell the truth here.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
I feel like I could definitely go on TV, go on the show and literally make like a 15-minute impassioned case. Why the Clippers should lose tonight, why they should throw the game and not believe a word of it.
Well, that's, I mean, hey, you're in betting content long enough. Somebody says make a case for blank. Somebody says make a case for the opposite side of blank. We could do it if we really wanted to. We don't want to because we want to tell you what we're actually betting on, but we could do it.
You know what I think we should call a segment like that?
Flip-flop.
Who wants to be a contrarian?
Well, you know what? We were going to use that for something, but then you took the Islanders last night. So that is an open branding if you would like to use that for something.
All right. Okay. Drew Dinsick joins us next segment, the Whale Capper. James Mazzola coming up after him. We don't have a ton of time here, so this will be like Eli's a couple minutes here for our guy, Eli Herskovich, our executive producer. You better, you bet back QL Tuesday, Nick Costos.
I have to share a text. I'm sorry. Our what, senior executive producer, I don't know what Jesse's title is, but... Scarier gun, Mahomes arm or Clark's Uzi?
Definitely the Uzi. Only one can kill you.
Well, kill you on the field.
Okay. So, good question for you. Yeah. If you like stood in place, like shirt off, kind of like the Simpsons episode where Homer gets like the cannon shot into his belly.
Sure.
And Patrick Mahomes like reared back and threw the football as hard as he could, like right into like your sternum, basically.
Sure.
Could that kill
sternum or my stomach? Because if the cannonball hit him in the sternum, Homer would have just died.
Well, so let's go sternum here.
Okay.
Mahomes throwed right to the sternum, full strength, 5 yards away.
Oh, God.
Could that kill you?
Just thinking about it. I hope not. I don't know, really. No, it wouldn't.
$1 million. Patrick Mahomes throws the football as hard as he can right at your sternum from 5 yards away.
I mean, he's pinpoint accurate, so as long as it wasn't like a little bit and hit my heart directly, I think I'd probably say yes.
No, this isn't Drew Lock we're talking about here. It's Mahomes.
Right. So, right, like Patrick Mahomes for $1 million or Drew Lock after 5 white claws for $3 million.
All right, Rick, pop on here. Rick, for $50,000, Patrick Mahomes throws the football as hard as he can directly at your sternum. Yes or no?
Yes.
I like how you lowballed him.
Yeah, you lowballed me, but that's just how confident I am.
$29.33.
But no, listen, to be fair, Rick, you have come on the show before when we've done scenarios like this, and you have literally said, like, I would do it for a lot less than that. So I knew $1 million was going to be yes.
We have leverage. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I also trust the layers of fat protection that I have to cover a little bit of that.
It's like an insurance policy.
Eli. That's awful. Eli, 50 grand for Mahomes to throw the football as hard as he could right at your sternum. 50
no,
grand.
I'll pass.
100 grand.
Give me 500 grand and I'll take it. That's like going to put me out for a couple weeks for sure. That's
I feel like bruise. I would. I feel like I'd do it. Yeah. I feel like I would do it for.
Got to hit that deductible first for sure. Got to do
I
it.
Feel like I would do it for 500 grand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. This one. We've done this conversation with James Harrison hitting you while you're wearing a business suit.
Yeah, but like, but that's like $25 million.
Right, but I'm just think of, like, I can't even fathom being in that situation. I could imagine like Mahomes hitting me in the chest with the football. Could imagine
Eli, $100 million. You're running across the football field in a suit with sneakers, no helmet. You jump up to catch a pass from Peyton Manning, like used to airball Austin Colley. James Harrison levels you, helmet directly to your chin as you land. $100 million, yes or no?
First off, love the Austin Colley reference, but no.
Simple as that.
Poor Austin Colley.
But like, does my family get the money when I die immediately? That's like also the other. All right. Is it my estate? Is that what gets it?
Here's our promise to all of you. We're going to get back to sports betting right after this. James Mazzola joins us into the hour with golf picks. Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, up next, telling you how to bet game number two tonight, Suns and Clippers.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.